శ్రీ మాతృ నమః. విత్ ద డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మదర్ డివైన్ లలిత మహా త్రిపుర సుందరి అండ్ ఫాదర్ డివైన్ లార్డ్ మహాదేవ, వి హావ్ బీన్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ లలిత సహస్రనామం. టుడే ఆన్ దిస్ ఆస్పీషియస్ గురు పౌర్ణమి డే, వి విల్ డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ ద సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ గురు. దిస్ గురు పౌర్ణిమ ఇస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ వ్యాస పౌర్ణిమ. Not with any another god or guru's name, because a very very long time ago Vyasa was born on this day, and Vyasa is the 17th incarnation of Lord Mahavishnu. Vyasaya Narayana Swayam, Vishnu took the form of Vyasa and made sure the Vedic knowledge has been divided into Ashtadasa Mahapuranas, Ashta 8 Dasa 10 18 Mahapuranas, and Vedam has been divided into 4 parts. So the mankind of the coming generations can read and digest otherwise complicated knowledge, and all the Puranas follow a story-centered curriculum, if you will, which is easy, captures the attention, and at the same time injects and implements and imparts a value-based education for the soul. Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava. First, Namaskaram of every Janma goes to the mother who has given birth to us, almost going to the edges of life with no assured guarantees of a return back to life. Pitru Devo Bhava, father is next to mother. Acharya Devo Bhava, acharya is not any teacher. Guru is different, acharya is different. Acharya is the teacher who teaches us all the vidyas that are bhukti kosam, or for the food and feed of the sustenance of the life. But guru is one who shows us the path from the darkness into the bright light. We can have many many gurus in one's life, which has been demonstrated by Guru Dattatreya. And every person I meet is some or other way superior to me, and that I learn of him. If this is true of Emerson, is he not greater than you, me, 1,000 times? So in every person we come across, there's something good that we can learn from him or her. Similarly, there are certain things that will not be good in her or him. We might not really make a mention of it, but we can unlearn them if we have those attributes in us. Like, some of us like to talk about a person who is not around, and which probably is gossip, and all the good karma that we do gets wasted when we talk ill bad about others, even though it might be a fact. We should not talk about a person who is not there. This is one of the most often committed sins, knowingly or unknowingly, by a lot of people and devotees who, irrespective of how many hours of qualitative meditation and puja and devotion they do and have, they end up wasting that or transferring that punya karma to the person whose name is being taken to criticize. Now, coming back to the guru, guru always is connected to the journey of the soul. Guru is not just connected to the journey of the body. Mother and father are connected to the body, and they might not have any connectivity with the soul or the jiva who is inside the body, the sukshma sariram, the inner voice that talks in all of us. But guru's connectivity, guru's lineage always goes back to the journey of the soul. Taking this occasion of Guru Purnima, let's briefly attempt to discuss the birth of Bhagavan Vyasanarayana. Vyasa was born to the great saint Parasara Maharshi, who wrote the Vishnu Mahapuranam. Parasara Maharshi is the son of Shakti Maharshi and grandson of Vasishta Maharshi. Vasishta and Arundhati were blessed with Shakti Maharshi. Shakti Maharshi was blessed with Parasara Maharshi. Parasara Maharshi was blessed with Vyasa and Parasara's wife. He was not married to Matsyagandhi. Vyasa's mother is Matsyagandhi. She is the Dasaraja's daughter. Dasaraja used to run the boat across the Yamuna River, and he would ferry people from this bank to the other. One morning, Vyasa's father Parasara approached the banks of Yamuna River, and at that time Dasaraja was taking a break to have his meal. And looking at Parasara Maharshi's tejas, you could make out the divinity was pouring out of his body, given his taposhakti. Dasaraja said, "Oh, king of the saints, I'm having my meal now. Can you please wait for a few minutes?" And Parasara smilingly said, "Unfortunately, I don't have time. I would hate to disturb you in your lunch. Is there somebody who can help me getting ferried to the other side?" Then Dasaraja summoned his daughter Matsyagandhi. Her name is Matsyagandhi because she was born and she was found inside the tummy of a fish. And wherever she would go for a yojana distance, almost a kilometer, the smell of the fish skin would be felt. And that's the reason she was named Matsyagandhi. So Dasaraja summoned her and asked her that the great saint Parasara should be ferried to the other side of the Yamuna's banks. And she agreed. She was very young, in her 16th, 17th year. Parasara was in his late 80s, 90s at that time. And he sat in the boat. She started rowing the boat. As the boat went halfway through, Parasara expressed his desire to unite with her, and she said, "You appear to be a divine saint, don't you know? It's a sin to unite in the noon when the sun is up." Then Parasara said, "Unfortunately, I don't have time, and I'm moving with my desire, so you have to approve my wish and bless me with a great son who will be born to you." When she heard that, she was shocked. She said, "You are a saint. If you say I'll be blessed with a great son, you will go back to your meditation. What will happen to me? I have a long life ahead of me." Then Parasara said, "You will retain your kanyatvam. Nobody needs to know. Your father will not even know. Nobody in the world will know." And then she asked, "What about the broad daylight?" He said, "With my taposhakti, I can create the darkness." And he created clouds of snow that eclipsed the sunlight and made the whole river where the boat was going dark. And then they united in no time. There came a boy. When the boat crossed the Yamuna River and reached the other side of the bank, there came a boy, 8-year-old, who was born out of Matsyagandhi as an infant, and he grew up to an 8-year-old in no time. He bore down to Matsyagandhi, and he bore down to Father Parasara. Parasara named him Dvaipayana because he was born between two islands. On the boat, he was conceived and was born on a dvipam, therefore getting Dvaipayana. He was very dark skinned, therefore getting the name Krishna. Krishna Dvaipayana was the Vyasa's name. Then Parasara turned towards Matsyagandhi, blessed her and said, starting today, your name will be Satyavati. Wherever you go for a yojana, a fragrance, a divine fragrance will be spread out. And whenever you desire, your son will appear in front of you. Since he is born because of the command of Mother Divine Lalita Mahatripura Sundari, he should be allowed to go meditate. And Vyasa bowed down to the parents, told his mother that he is leaving for Himalayas, and whenever his mother would need, if she thinks of him, he'll appear in front of her in no time. This is the story of Vyasa's Janana. Now, to a very normal rational mind like mine, a lot of questions will cross. How can a great saint like Parasara not follow the Vedic Dharma of not uniting in the broad daylight? And how can he take the help of Matsyagandhi, not marry her and conceive a baby? Now, these are all the rational questions that will cross any mind. For this, we have to take refuge at the lotus feet of our Jagatguru Adi Shankaracharya, and he has given a shlokam in Saundarya Lahari. It goes as, Haristvam aradhya pranata jana saubhagya jananim pura nari butva puraripum apikshobamanayatu smaropitvam natva ratinayana lehyena vapusha muninam upyantah prabhavatihi mohaya mahatam. This says, Haristvam aradhya pranata jana saubhagya jananim. Hari, Vishnu prayed to you, mother, and you blessed him. When the Rakshasas and the gods churned the ocean of milk for Amritam, then when Dhanvantri came out with the pot of Amritam, both the gods and demons fought for it. Then Vishnu wanted to contain the fight. So he meditated upon Mother Goddess because she is the most beautiful person or most personified beauty ever. So Vishnu meditated upon Mother with Aim Bijam, getting her beauty, therefore taking the Mohini Rupam. And when he was distributing the Amritam to the gods, the Rakshasas did not make a noise because they were looking at the superficial skin beauty of the Mohini Avataram, and therefore their lust-filled eyes were drinking that beauty of Mohini, forgetting about the Amritam that was being consumed by the gods. Now, Haristvam aradhya pranata jana saubhagya jananim pura nari butva puraripum apikshobamanayat. After this, the next line says, Shiva helped us by burning the Lord of Desires, Lord of Kama, Manmada, into ashes. But what did you do, ma? Ma, you did bring him back to life. And you told his wife Rati Devi that he will only be visible to you and not to anyone else. So when Manmada comes with his floral arrows, we are not even able to escape because we can't see him. He's called Ananga, the one with visible angas, making it very, very difficult to fight with a person who probably uses the most weakest of the bows, a bow made out of flowers, and the bowstring is made out of the bees, and the arrows are flowers, panchatanmatras, right? The five flower arrows that Manmada chooses. Now, but in doing this, you have done a great favor. Muninam upyantah prabhavati mohaya mahatam. All those great saints who have sacrificed the samsara and are meditating upon you all the time, enjoying the Advaitic bliss, even they are moving with a desire of lust sometimes. Therefore, it's you who is moving them with the desire, so Karana Janmas can be born. And this line explains how Parasara was moved with a desire towards a lady, 16-year-old girl with a stinking skin, right? And therefore turning her into Matsyagandhi, into Satyavati, and blessing her with a Karana Janma Vyasa who will be remembered forever for the work he has done and contributed. This is the significance of Vyasa Jananam, and listening to Vyasa Jananam on Vyasa Purnami is a great blessing for all of us. May all of us be blessed by the Guru Mandal Rupini Mother Lalita, and may we be blessed in our journey towards walking towards the bright light from the darkness that we are often engulfed in. If you also look at the tithis that all the gurus are born on, Vyasa is born on Purnami, a full moon day, and Krishna is born on Ashtami, on the half tithi between, you know, the first and the last tithi, 15 tithis, and Shivalingodbhavanam happens almost on the dark night before Amavasya. So when we are born as humans, we have to find a guru in the human body like Vyasa, who will be available to us, visible to us, just like, you know, you can see everything clearly on the full moon night. Then as we progress, we will get avatara gurus, gods who have taken avatara like Krishna on this planet, who will be there on this planet for a certain time, therefore guiding us. The next level of guru will be Advaita Guru, Shiva or Arupa Rupi, where the disciple will become like Guru Dattatreya, looking at a guru in every form. This is the significance of Guru Purnami. May all of us be blessed. Do take care, stay blessed, and spread the bliss. Srimatre Namaha.